This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Coming back into the second hour, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. We're in the second hour. It's a nice program. And top of the list here, my next items would be interesting to tell people about this. Well, most people know it, the vast George Soros network, okay? And George Soros was born in Hungary and has been a naturalized citizen of the United States since 1961. He made his fortune managing hedge funds and investing worldwide. In February 2017, Forbes magazine estimated his net worth at $25 billion, ranking him as the 19th wealthiest individual in the world. George Soros created his Open Society Foundation. What a name. What a name for an organization. What they get up to. Funding every disruptive group in the world. He founded the Open Society Group in 1979. According to the group's website, OSF has contributed $1.5 billion to groups in the United States. DiscoverTheNetworks.org has stated that that the OSF has funded 199 organizations in the United States, and an additional 7 American groups have been funded indirectly by contributions from other Soros-funded groups. In 2017, Soros transferred $18 billion, the bulk of his personal wealth, to OSF. Really, a charitable foundation, is it? Yeah. Just like the Clinton Foundation, yeah. In one fell swoop, Soros' transfer of OSF made the group second only to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, yeah, we just forgot about them. We're dealing genocide, basically. Direct U.S. political involvement and funding of left-wing candidates. And now the list connected with Soros. Direct policy political activity began during the 2004 campaign cycle. He contributed just over $25 million to various liberal and democratic groups working to defeat President George W. Bush's re-election. Since then, Soros has continued to make large personal contributions to leftist candidates for national office, including Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Judicial Watch does not support or oppose candidates for public office. Yeah, okay. Well, Judicial Watch are writing this article. Fine, except that. Recently, new evidence of Soros' ongoing involvement in supporting left-wing candidates came to light. Soros personally donated $400,000 to a political action committee that supported Cook County, Illinois, state attorney Kim Fox, who made headlines when she dropped felony charges against actor Jesse Smollett, who was accused of fabricating a hate crime. Smollett claimed he was attacked in Chicago by two masked men who shouted racial and homophobic slurs, beat him and poured bleach on him and tied a rope around his neck. He blamed the attack on white Trump supporters. Smollett's entire story was a fabrication, apparently created by the actor in order to make headlines and increase his visibility as he negotiated his TV contract. When the hoax was uncovered, prosecutor charged him with 16 felonies, but Fox dropped the charges. Whoa. Soros continued to contribute lavish sums to left-wing Democrats in races for justice-sensitive posts, including prosecutors, state attorneys, and district attorneys in a growing number of states across the U.S., and is listing the Anti-Israel, Al Haq, Amnesty International, Arab American Institute Foundation, New Israel Fund, Anti-Conservative Judicial Appointments, Alliance for Justice. This is a list of organizations he contributes money to. Anti-Educational Choice, American Federation of Teachers, Pro-Abortion Rights, Catholics for Choice, Center for Republican Rights. I've never heard of these organizations. radical and LGBT agenda human rights campaign. Soros' support also goes to groups involved in two issues that are extremely important to Judicial Watch: illegal immigration and honest elections. Here is a partial list of open border and pro-amnesty groups that have received money from his organization, Open Society Foundation. America's Voice. There's a list of a lot of organizations he's using, all these phantom organizations that are out there just hammering away at America. America Voice, pro-comprehensive immigration reform. Meaningless. American Bar Association Commission on Immigration Policy. And that organization opposes laws that require employees and persons providing education, health care, and other social services to verify citizenship or immigration status, meaning direct help to immigrants who are stateless and who are illegally here. American Immigration Council, pro-amnesty, supports. American Immigration Law Enforcement Organization. And Brennan Center for Justice. And Costa to Maryland, whatever that is. Okay. But the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Judicial Watch research has also identified CASA, the Maryland National Immigration Law Center, and UDOS USA as recipients of U.S. taxpayer dollars through U.S. government grants. The following groups have received Soros funding and are reportedly active in promoting organizations and supporting the migrant caravans from Central America, which helped ignite the current unprecedented numbers of illegal aliens across the border with Mexico. And it says Amnesty International, which used to be a respected organization, but not anymore, like the way Greenpeace went. This is naming a list of organizations again that he supports: the Catholic Legal Immigration Network, the American Constitution Society, highly critical of Trump. This is the people who want the Constitution abolished. Center for Legal Action on Human Rights, Church World Service, Human Rights First, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. But any civil rights lawyers that are high profile here in Britain are absolutely the pits of posing, posturing people, like Clooney's wife, Emal Clooney, and Tony Blair's wife, Sherry Blair. The National Immigration Project of the National Lawyers Guild. Judicial Watch research has also identified the Catholic Illegal Immigration Network as a recipient of U.S. funds. The amount of organizations. The following is a partial list of Soros-funded groups determined to weaken ballot integrity, undermine election integrity laws, and make it easier for illegal aliens to vote in American elections. The Advancement Project, Bend the Arc Jewish Action, condemns voter ID laws as barriers that make it harder for minorities to vote. Illegals are allowed to vote. They reckon Hillary Clinton got that's part of 4 million illegal votes in the last election. She still lost, right? But Soros involved in every one of these scams. Non-stop. Shocking. But I was beginning to read an article there before the break. To decarbonize means to depopulate, means depopulation. I always knew that, absolutely. Because humans are carbon-based organisms. AOC, Bernie Sanders, are actually promoting the extermination of humans. Oh, Bernie Sanders wants blanket abortions to be mandatory for colored people. And he's still standing up and giving speeches. Is that not hate speech? I think it is. But Ethan Huff, writing this article, say Representative AOC Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and failed presidential candidate Bernie Sanders have together unveiled a new piece of legislation that they claim will help decarbonize Americans' public housing stock, which is just code for depopulation. The Green New Deal for Public Housing Act, as they are calling it, it would require $180 billion in taxpayer dollars to decarbonize the entire public housing stock in the United States of America, according to AOC. And in the process of decarbonizing the public housing stock, we are going to put hundreds of thousands of people to work in good paying jobs and giving that preference to public housing residents. Yeah, they want to tear down everything and rebuild a carbon-free society. Wow. But so the planet is in crisis. This is Sanders talking. Sanders added to cheers from a group of public housing residents that was bussed in from New York City to Washington, D.C. The truth is that five out of at least 6 years have been the warmest on record. What? The Sanders further contend, offering evidence to back the claim. Well, we're in global cooling for the last 8 to 10 years. That's a barefaced lie he's just put out there. Part of the impetus behind the first of many of the Green New Deal initiatives is the fear that AOC and Sanders both have about our planet warming. To the point that ocean levels rise and floods our major cities. Major cities around the world, cited like Miami, New York City, London, Shanghai and Hong Kong, will likely be underwater in the next 50 years. Oh, it's 50 years now. I thought it was already meant to have happened. According to Sanders, the United Nations is correct in its speculation that the climate change will soon create over 100 million climate refugees in search of food, water and minimal standards of living. By retrofitting America's public housing stock with decarbonization in mind, not only will a climate crisis like this be averted, according to Sanders, but it will also reduce carbon emissions, equivalent to taking off the road over 1 million cars, while also supposedly creating 250,000 paying union jobs. This will pay for itself, says Lan. Well, 1 million cars is nothing, absolutely nothing. And to talk about global warming, when, as we know, any educated, simple, this is where depending on gutless, muzzled scientists to speak up, they never will. CO2 does not drive temperature rise. Temperature rise itself from the sun does increase CO2 levels, and we need CO2 levels. It's not a pollutant. It is not. But pollution as such, this is where they won't separate the argument. The insane liberal lefties, but clean up pollution in the world, not to tear down and build concrete houses. Cleaning up pollution is millions of good jobs in that, absolutely. But the confusion being put about, and it says how decarbonizing public housing will magically create 250,000 high-paying union jobs is anyone's guess. As the socialist duo failed to reveal any details about how the Green New Deal for Public Housing Act will actually work. But one thing is for sure, it will almost certainly involve reducing the number of human beings that are allowed to stay alive. like the IPCC people internally admit, it's about changing people's habits. Habits, it's not about climate, it's about turning people into economic slaves. As Mike Adams, the health ranger, continues to warn, the climate change hoax is primarily about one thing, reducing the world's population to sustainable, in brackets, level, our key weapon word, making the planet easier to control for eugenicists like Bernie Sanders and AOC that are promising the world to people dumb enough to vote for their ideas. If you don't believe us, check out the new paper entitled World Scientists Warning of a Climate Emergency that was recently published in the Journal of Bioscience. In this paper, more than 1,100 scientists call on governments of the world to take action by eliminating billions of people from the earth, from the face of the earth, all to stop global warming, of course. Yeah. In the last century or so, governments of the world have already mass murdered 262 million people. Adams warns, apparently that's not nearly enough, according to genocidal climate scientists. To keep up with the latest news about how climate armies around the world are pushing for massive population reductions in the name of stopping global warming, be sure to check out Depopulation News. Yay. I forgot to give out the phone number, all the things we're mixing and matching today. The phone number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But, okay, that's a really good article. Carbonization means depopulation. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. On so many levels. But there's two articles here on banks. I'll just do one of them. Central banks declare war on your savings. There's a very good cartoon with this. About a demon behind the bar, behind the teller counter in a bank. Andrew Moron, okay, is saying, when any one of the plethora of bubbles burst, pick your position, and the next financial crisis impacts Wall Street and Main Street, how will the central banks and federal governments react? They fired all their unconventional rounds of bullets, from sub-zero interest rates to vast money printing. One other proposal could be conceivably be given giving your deposits a haircut, much like what occurred, at least quoting what I already said, what occurred in Cyprus following the recession. The despotic version is not hyperbole or not paranoia. The tariffs have raised the price of tinfoil. Okay. It is unfolding right now as our globalist overlords are executing, or at least entertaining, fiscal and monetary measures to confiscate your wealth. Yeah, what is going on in a long-winded, load of spiel here is bail-in legislation. Bail-in means that the banks, over one weekend, they can just announce we're taking 30%, 35% of your accounts, and here's probably some crap bond stabilization scheme for the amount of money, which will eventually turn into waste paper. That is what that is about. But again, the G20 countries have all signed up to bail in, right? So you're absolutely nailed. You haven't got a chance. But this article here says, as John Sattler said in his famous American Century article or video many years ago, this is your wake-up call. You are dot not the government. Well, you are the government, but most people don't know it. And Carrie Walder is writing this. Do hundreds of millions of Americans write laws and enforce them? Which historical events are we responsible for? Why does our government have the authority to commit acts of aggression that we would not or could not commit as individuals? I said, Carrie Walter asked pointed questions about the nature of individual responsibility amid the use of collective politics. Okay, sorry. The article is going to a video. But people are the government. They give license to elected representatives to run things, and we have the right to take them out of office at any time, either at elections or by the recall. We had a recall in this constituency here in Britain for an MP who was fiddling his expenses, Davis, and he had the nerve to run again in a by-election, and he lost. At least they've replaced him now for this general election. But anyway, I'll read a good news story, a slightly good news story about animal legislation, but this has happened before in Britain regarding children. This, the one I'm reading now, is about children who were brought into an animal shelter to read stories to the animals. And it calmed down the dogs massively. The children felt very good about it. And they did the same thing, and I have an article tucked away somewhere, in Bristol about 3 years ago, where the children were brought to old folks' homes and met various elderly people, and they would kind of bond with one of them, all under supervision. And they came regularly to be the friend of that elderly person and read to them, and the elderly person would read to them, vice versa. And what happened was, after 6 months or so of a weekly visit from these children, most of the elderly people had reduced their prescriptions or thrown away their prescriptions. They felt they became much better, happier people, etc. Right? But here's this story saying the animal shelter receives an overwhelming response after inviting children to read to a rescued animals, right? And they're saying here, is reading only limited to human beings? We may not remember, but we had to go through great lengths to learn our ABCs and then move on to parts of speech and finally read and understand anything representing a narrative or a story. However, before we could learn to read, we were able to talk, listen, and understand and respond. Long before we could read, our granny and our mommy would narrate us such wonderful tales of fairies and princesses that we would go on a magical ride in our own minds. And as we grew up and meet our children or anyone younger than us, we like to take them on this magical journey, okay, with our own narrative voices guiding them. It's unique in the relationship, etc., etc. Okay. As I said, Ingham County Animal Control and Shelter about a month ago, and it's showing obviously pictures of these dogs. Waffles, this dog loves reading, okay, but can't read because she is a dog, but she loves when humans read to her. Our shelter is working towards reading program for our shelter pets and children in the community, but we need your help. We We are in need of used children's books. These books will be used during our reading pause, PAWS program, where we have participating 6 to 16-year-olds ready stories to our adults. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, it's giving great benefit to the children, and it's actually calming down the animals. Well, the animals are obviously neglected. Animals need attention. They don't understand the words, but it's just the tone of voice that does something for them, obviously. Well, it now seems that the listening part is also being captured by shelter animals. Ingham County Animal Control and Shelter have many sheltered animals living under its roof. These animals may have been victims of torture and abuse and require a lot of time to adapt to be with human beings. They are likely nervous around humans. Well, Ingham County Control and Shelter decided to try a novel way, as described, the children reading to them. But the other one I've digged the article out some other week is Joe's photographs here. Looks very good. The children sitting down on mats and reading to the dogs, and the dogs are listening intently because they're not being shouted at. I see that so much around me in my own life, in shopping centres and car parks. Women talking at their children, not with them, talking at them. Coming back to the car with a load of groceries, loading the car with groceries, shouting at the child to stay close when they should put the child in the car first hand. I've raised that with so many women, but they get terribly insulted. Put the child in the car first, you know, that's the first thing. But I've seen so much of that around here. But following on from George Soros, secret societies revisited. I'm showing you all the emblems here. John Rappaport writing this article of the many, many, it must be 30, about 100 of them. Obviously, top of the list being the Masons. But as many of my readers know, I wrote a book called The Secret Behind Secret Societies, including as a bonus in Exit from the Matrix and Power Outside the Matrix. This article adds a few pieces to the puzzle. Bilderberg Group, CFR, Trilateral Commission, I call these and other such groups architects of reality. Among their actions, they try to build our perception of the world. They're trying to build the world as they want it. When is that perception? It's an endless string of crises and half-hearted resolutions. That's how we're supposed to see. We're supposed to see what actually works with the world. I'm waiting for this guy to make a point here. In other words, secret societies are trying to bury their idea of freedom under an ongoing process of manufacturing desperate situations that can only be dealt with by large organizations. Well, that's the UN mantra of sustainability and all those kind of things. But I still have my backed up stuff to read yet. John Tom DeWeese has new bulletins out on his trip around the US based on his book about the right to own private property, and he's recounting a lot of people waking up to that fact, and his book has woken up a lot of people, and that's part of sustainability, that you don't need to own anything, and in total communism you can rent it, etc., etc. Therefore you take your rights away from you as well, full-blown communitarianism. Which reminds me, I must read the Ricky, have it here, the Nikki Rapana 1 hour interview, where she defines what communitarianism really is. You know, that once you get on the track that everything is for the common good and you give up this right and give up that right, you're then in a total control situation where other people own you, and okay, the schools own your children, and you have virtually no rights whatsoever. And as I say, the Patriot Movement is about take your country and your locality and your school, take your country back on 100 levels, because it's 90% taken away from you already. This article, you see, is badly written here, follow it, but that's what they're trying to say in so many words. That communitarianism is about, and this Jeremy Corbyn is a total communitarianism, total. But there's one row in the election, just at a press conference where all the press were ganging up against him. He said, in a total socialist society, everybody will be in agreement. And he's trotting this out. What? We deal with human beings, you know. But they believe in communitarianism and communism because they've given up on the human condition otherwise. But the United Nations 2030 Agenda Decoded is a blueprint for the global enslavement of humanity under the boot of corporate masters. Yeah, that is well said. And he's saying, this week, Michael Schneider published an important article. This third article says of his I've written today, read today. The 2030 Agenda. This month, the UN launches a blueprint for a new world order with the help of the Pope. Oh, yeah, this Pope has to be the most despicable globalist ever got into the Vatican. So when did they ever have a normal person? But the stuff he's coming out with, you know, it's absolutely obscene. And later down the list here, I think I have a copy of the article from one of the last things I printed tonight. This preacher, Archbishop of Dublin, his speech on hate speech. I mean, the stuff he comes out, I'll read it in a minute now. What's his name here? I wish to know his name, is on the tip of my tongue. The Jerry Dermot Martin. But his speech on hate speech is vile. It means virtually if you mention the word immigrant or illegal alien, that's hate speech, right? Despicable. And they're all trotting this out now as a part of a plan. But anyway, this is the definition of you, the definition of the United Nations 2030 Agenda Decoded. That article reference UN 2030 Agenda document that pushes a blueprint for so-called sustainable development around the world. This document describes nothing less than a global governance takeover of every nation across the planet. The goals of this document are nothing more than code words for corporate governance, fascist agenda, and that will imprison humanity and devastate. Well, that was the TPP, which is still very much alive, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which the stupidity of the Australians and the New Zealanders have signed up to it with a couple of Asian countries. It's still alive and well. And after Trump's term of office, they will rush to implement that. And that was one of the first things that Hillary Clinton was going to do. In the interest of helping wake up humanity, this is Schneider speaking, I've decided to translate the 17 points of this 2030 agenda so that readers everywhere can understand what this document is really calling for. To perform this transition, you have to understand how globalists disguise their monopolistic agendas in the feel-good language. Here's the point-by-point translation. Notice carefully that nowhere does this document state that achieving human freedom is one of its goals. No way. Nor does it explain how these goals are to be achieved. As you will see here, every single point in this UN agenda is to be achieved through centralized government control and totalitarian mandates. Well, I'm coming up to a break soon, so I'll just hold it until then. So I'll just hold that definition until then. But this creature, this is part of this, they refer to the Pope being part of this globalist agenda. You're damn right he is. Archbishop horrified over new language of racism in Ireland, really. I'm going to hear this creep has to say. The Archbishop of Dublin has voiced his concern over the emergence of a new language of racism in Ireland. Dr. Dermot Martin made the remarks on his homily at the church of whatever it was in Donnybrook, Dublin, to mark the beginning of Advent. Dr. Martin said, I think of the emergence of a new language of racism, at times understated in its expression, but just as nasty in its effects of men and women who need our help, our care and our respect. He's talking about illegal immigrants and immigrants of all kinds. He says, I am horrified to find these traces such as racism among believers. The terms refugee and asylum seeker should only arouse heartfelt concern and the Christian heart, really. You should see the specimens they're allowing into Ireland. It's shocking. And 800 Pakistanis got one bent copper to sign forms for them. And they were hardcore criminals, every one of them. And that guy now, our police officers are now in jail, but they don't know where the 800 Pakistani illegals are. But it goes on and on. I'll finish this after the break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Back in from the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barden Report on Republic Broadcasting. I'm just reading a really two-faced piece by a Catholic bishop in Dublin who's weighing into this hate speech thing, which just that people are genuinely raising the concern over appalling amount of immigration. There's 1 million immigrants come into Ireland in the last 15 years, a country of 4.5 million in the Republic, and there's, 1 million people. 20% of the population now were not born in the country. And some of the schools in rural Ireland have 70-80% foreign-born children with multiple languages that are very hard for teachers to cope with. And this guy is saying to, let me see what he says here, the Archbishop of Dublin, ruin it again, has voiced his concern over the emergence of a new language of racism in Ireland. Really, Dr. Dermot Martin made the remarks in his homily at a church in Dublin to mark the beginning of Advent. Dr. Martin said, I think of the emergence of a new language of racism, at times understated in its expression, but just as nasty in its effects of men and women who need our help, our care, and our respect. That means anybody who seeks to enter Ireland, right? I am horrified to find traces of such racism among believers. The members of the church. The term refugee and asylum seeker should only arrive arouse heartfelt concern and Christian alert. Okay, we just blanketly open doors for immigration. That's what he's saying. But again, he's using very deceitful language. Dr. Martin described Advent as a season of hope and a time to reflect on the coming of Jesus Christ into human history. While speaking of the prophets, who he said, there's only four more sentences in this, by the way. While speaking of the prophets, he said he had a the prophets, way of the Bible, yeah? Okay. Had experienced injustice and sin. Oh, really? Well, they were human beings. Dr. Martin said that Christians of every generation should be attentive to where society is slipping into wrong ways. You know, the next piece is really choice. Dr. Martin also spoke of the plight of the homeless and those suffering because of poverty and intolerance. Imagine, okay, that's great. Referring to gang-related violence and the business of death, that is, the drug trade, Dr. Martin warned against a culture that would determine that one has a life, one life has less value than another, meaning drug killings. Well, a good deal of the people in the drug trade in Ireland are immigrants, quite a few of them. But he doesn't want to say that, right? And they said, absolutely, again, this is the church and the chief, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, joining forces to put out that kind of spiel. But anyway, go back to Michael Schneider's very good definition of, he said, to translate, in the interest of helping people wake up, I've decided to translate the 17 points of the 2030 agenda so that readers everywhere can understand what this document really is about. To perform this translation, you have to understand how globalist disguised and monopolistic agendas feel good language. Yeah, well, the bishop just did it as well. Number one, goal number one of the globalists, end poverty in all its forms everywhere. Isn't that hunky-dory? Translation, put everyone on government welfare, food stamps, housing subsidies, and handouts that make them obedient slaves of global government. Never allow people upward mobility to help themselves. Instead, teach mass victimization and obedience to a government that provides monthly allowance, money for basic essentials for food, medicine, label it ending poverty. Goal number two, out of 17, end hunger, achieve food security and improve nutrition and promote sustainable agriculture. This is the wording they use, but we'll translate what they really mean. Which means, translation, invade the entire planet with GMO and Monsanto patented seeds while increasing the use of deadly herbicides under the false claim of increased output. Well, I just remind people that means high quality Kansas wheat, which used to be grade A, whatever they call it, was the highest grade grain in the world, and also from Ukraine. And that was 40% nutrient used to come from that. GMO foods produced about 8% nutrients. Bushels of food to great starvation. That's what GMO is. Pollute the soil, pollute people, and pollute everything else. Increased output using GMO crops. Engineer genetically modified plants to boost specific vitamin chemicals while having no idea of the long-term consequences of genetic pollution, a cross-species genetic experiment carried out openly in a fragile ecosystem. Goal three, ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all ages. Translation, mandate 100-plus vaccines, 100-plus vaccines for all children and adults at gunpoint, threatening parents with arrest and imprisonment if they refuse to cooperate. Push heavy medication use on children and teens while rolling out screening programs. Call mass medication prevention programs and claim they improve the health of citizens. Number three. Number four, the UN spiel states, ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning and opportunities for all. Yeah, Hillary Clinton wrote a similar book, It Takes a Village, which is straight out of the UN. And what this means is, translation of that phrase, inclusive, equitably, education for all, push a false history and dumb down education under Common Core. Education standards that produce obedient workers rather than independent thinkers. Never let people learn real history, or else they might realize they don't want to repeat it. Goal number five of the UN states, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Gender equality. Translation, I think we had that 50, 100 years ago. Translation, criminalize Christianity, marginalize heterosexuality, demonize males, and promote the LGBT agenda everywhere. The real goal is never equality, but rather the marginalization and shaming of anyone who expresses any male characteristics whatsoever. The ultimate goal is to feminize society, creating widespread acceptance of gentle obedience, along with self-weakening ideas of commercial property and sharing everything. Now, that's communitarianism. Because only male energy has the strength to rise up against oppression and fight for human rights, the suppression of male energy is key to keeping the population in a state of eternal acquiescence. Very good. Number six, UN goal. So under sustainability, ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. Oh, yeah. Translation. Deborah Tavares would love this one. One of her primary water thing. She's very good at explaining. Translation. Allow powerful corporations to seize control of world's water supplies and charge monopoly prices to build new water delivery infrastructure that ensures availability. Yeah. Number seven goal of Agenda 2130. Ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. Translation. Penalize coal, gas, and oil while pushing doomed to fail green energy subsidies to brain dead startup headed up by friends of the White House, who all go bankrupt in 5 years or less. The green startups make for impressive speeches and media coverage, but because these companies are led by corrupt idiots rather than capable and entrepreneurs, they always go broke. It's like the wind turbine people, I'll come to that in a second. And the media hopes you don't remember all the fanfare surrounding their original launch. Well, I said before many times, there's 1,200 abandoned fracking sites in Wyoming alone that the government had to clean up when the companies went bust and disappeared. And the same in the years to come. These disgusting wind farms will be rusting hulks where they won't even have the money to take them down. That's such a problem. Now, goal number 8 out of 17 of the UN. Promote sustained and inclusive and sustainable economic growth, full and protective employment, and detect and decent work for all, really. Translation. Regulate small business out of existence with government-mandated minimum wages that bankrupt entire sectors of the economy. Force employers to meet hiring quotas of LGBT workers while mandating wage. Where are they going to get the LGBT? Like forced sterilization and etc. workers while mandating wage tiers under a centrally planned work economy dictated by the government. Destroy free market economies and deny permits and licenses to those companies that don't obey government dictates. Well, that's a bit long-winded, Michael Schneider, but anyway. Goal number 9, build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. This is the UN. Build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. Just everything you ever thought of. Wonderful. Translation, put nations into extreme debt with the World Bank, spending debt money to hire corrupt American corporations to build large-scale infrastructure projects that trap developing nations in an endless spiral of debt. See the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins to understand the details of how this scheme has been repeated countless times over the last several decades. Goal number 10 of 17, reduce inequality within and among countries. Really. Translation, punish the rich, the entrepreneurs and the innovators. Confiscating nearly all the gains by those who chose to work and excel. Redistribute the confiscated wealth to the masses of non-working human parasites that feed off a productive economy while contributing nothing, all while screaming about equality. Goal number 11, make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, reliant, and sustainable. That's the AOC agenda. Translation, ban all gun ownership and private citizens, concentrating guns in the hands of obedient government enforcers who rule over an unarmed enslaved class of impoverished workers. Criminalizing living in most rural areas by instituting Hunger Games-style protected areas, which the government will claim are owned by the people, even though no people are allowed to live there. Well, that's a rewilding, it's called. force all humans into decent, densely packed, tightly controlled cities where there are under 24/7 surveillance and subject to easily manipulated by government. Well, the 5G will kill them before they get to that stage anyway. Goal 12, ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. Translation, begin levying punitive taxes on the consumption of fossil fuels and electricity, forcing people to live under conditions of worsening standards of living that increasingly resemble third world conditions. Use social influence campaigns in TV, movies, and social media to shame people who use gasoline, water, or electricity. Establishing a social construct of nannies. This is what people I've come in contact here locally, and this is Mickey Mouse Town here. Extinction Rebellion. They're being fed this kind of stuff. And they're repeating it like parrots. And goal 13, take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts. Declare a climate emergency. Oh, yeah, that's sad. That means you put your head in the noose of the UN. Translation of that. Take urgent action to combat climate change. As if you could individually, it's a joke. Set energy consumption quotas on each human being and start punishing or even criminalizing, maybe eliminating, lifestyle decisions that exceed energy usage limits by governments. Institute total surveillance of individuals in order to track and calculate their energy consumption. Penalize private vehicle ownership and force the masses onto public transit, where TSA grunts and facial recognition cameras can monitor and record the movements of every person in society, like a scene ripped out of the Minority Report. Okay, I've never seen The Hunger Games, but I presume it's a parody of this, etc. And people think it's so well made, yeah. But it's their future they're looking at. Goal number 14, that is the 17, conserve and sustainably use the oceans to seize the marine resources for sustainable development. Translation, what that really means. Ban most ocean fishing, plunging the food supply into extreme shortage and causing runaway food price inflation that puts even more people into economic desperation. Criminalize the operation of private fishing vessels and place all ocean fishing operations under the control of government central planning. Only allow four favored corporations to conduct ocean fishing operations and make this decision based entirely on which corporations give the most campaign contributions to corrupt lawmakers. Number 15, protect, restore and promote sustainable use of territorial ecosystems, sustainably manage forest combat, diversification and halt the reverse land degradation and halt biodiversity loss. Translation, roll out Agenda 21 and force humans off the land and into controlled cities. Criminalize private land ownership, including ranches and agricultural tracts. Well, that's what they did in Clark County, Nevada, against the Bundys with the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. That's exactly what they did. Tightly control all agricultural through a corporate, corrupt government bureaucracy whose policies are determined almost entirely by Monsanto while being rubber stamped by the USDA. Sure, they work in hand in glove. Ban wood stoves, rainwater collection at home, gardening in order to criminalize self-reliance and food total dependence on government. Number 16, promote peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable development, provide access to justice for all, and build effective, accountable, and inclusive institutions at all levels. Does that sound hunky-dory? Well, let's translate it. Grant legal immunity to illegal aliens to protect minority groups which will be free to engage in any illegal activity, including openly calling for mass murder of police officers because they are the new protected class of society. Inclusive institutions, meaning granting favorable tax structures and government grants to corporations to hire LGBT workers at whatever groups are currently in favor with the central planners and government, etc., etc. Now, the deletion of police forces has been touted by the left-wing Democrats in America. Goal 17, the last one, strengthening the means of implementation and revitalize the global partnership for sustainable development, which is a jingoistic phrase, which really means enact global trade mandates that override national laws while granting unrestricted imperial powers to companies like Monsanto, the TPP, Dow Chemical, Reynolds, Coca-Cola, and Merck. passed global trade pacts that bypass the nation's lawmakers and overall intellectual property. Well, 5G has been implemented outside of any enabling legislation by government. That's going on right now. As the UN document says, we commit ourselves to working tirelessly for the full implementation of this Agenda 2030. Well, we'll all be prisoners in prisoner war camps. We might as well be living in FEMA camps, but that's when the FEMA camps will be enacted. If you're not a good citizen, and they intend introducing, as I say, 1984 has arrived, and then the social credit scheme will ultimately, you would go into a FEMA camp or be eliminated. They're just writing up the piece here about the author. Mike Adams is the best-selling author, best-selling science book on Amazon, and a globally recognized scientific researcher in clean foods. He certainly is. He serves as the founding editor of Natural News and of the Labs, and lab science director of the internationally accredited CWC Labs in Austin, Texas. Okay, we go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Very
good. And we're coming back in for the short run up to the top of the hour. And after the top of the hour, I'll read two very good articles, one by John Whitehead and a special major article sent out by Deborah Tavares. We got that in the third hour. See an article here. Canadian lawyers launch a $500 million class action lawsuit against Monsanto. Best of luck with that. Bayer and the manufacturers of Roundup. Okay, the same bunch. And a very good cartoon to go with it. A Canadian law firm representing 60 plaintiffs who allege that Roundup weed killer caused their illnesses that included cancer has filed $500 million class action lawsuit against pharmaceutical company Bayer, the owner of Roundup manufacturer Monsanto. The plaintiffs are looking for a financial compensation and behavior modification in the form of large settlements to discourage other companies from bad business practices. In the United States alone, there have been about 18,000 lawsuits filed against the makers of Roundup. I would say that's the minimum. The weed killer contains herbicide glyphosate, alleged to cause cancer. Diamond & Diamond, the national personal injuries law firm in Canada, is spearheading a $500 million class action lawsuit against various Roundup makers, including pharmaceutical company Bayer, the owner of the same Monsanto. Roundup is a weed killer that contains glyphosate, herbicide, I don't know why they're repeating this. There have been many lawsuits filed across North America alleging that glyphosate can be a health problem, including non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, well, a type of cancer that affects the lymphatic glands. In the United States alone, there have been about 18,000 lawsuits filed against the makers of Roundup. Diamond & Diamond is calling this Canada's largest class action lawsuit against Roundup makers. There are currently more than 60 individuals named as plaintiffs. I was just looking for the name of the law firm, Diamond & Diamond. Okay. This year, there have already been lawsuits against Roundup manufacturer filed in British Columbia, Quebec, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. This one would be the first class action in Canada and follows the likes of a class action lawsuit in the U.S. Daryl Singer, the head of commercial and civil litigation at Diamond & Diamond Solicitors, said the plaintiffs involved in this class action lawsuit are looking not only for financial compensation, but also what is called behavior modification, so that the same thing doesn't happen again in the future with other products in Canada. If there's not these lawsuits that force companies like Monsanto to write their big checks, they have no incentive to change the way they do business. Well, my thing I'm repeating again, first time program I did at RBN, the Barden Report, nearly 4 years ago, was to read out the criminal convictions of the top 10 big pharma companies, and it took an hour. Things are transacted through the courts, the evidence presented, and their fine, etc. $1.5 billion was the biggest fine given to GlaxoSmithKline. And what are they doing? Continuing doing the same thing, right? Without admitting liability. I mean, that is absolutely crass. That's the state and the criminals conspiring to pervert the law. And that's the same carry-on going on here. These lawyers will come up against. But farmers are using even in the cab of a tractor and sprayer are breeding this, and there's long-term illnesses coming in. But of course, we have the GPs who are run by big pharma are not diagnosing it as it is, and they are part of the criminal activity, right? But on and on it goes, non-stop, absolutely non-stop at every level. And as I said, vaccine warning, vaccines can cause permanent brain injury during brain development years. Well, of the many, many articles I've read out over the years on this, there's one of them proves that a child can become autistic anything from 8 hours to 8 years after being vaccinated. It can be very slow and progressive, or it can happen very quickly. And again, you have YouTube pulling all these video evidence pieces off YouTube. And another article here, Facebook bans all content on vaccine awareness, including facts about vaccine ingredients. Zuckerberger and his business brigade. They're absolutely obscene. But the censorship trick, they call it, limiting content to authoritative information. Oh, they have a new phrase now, authoritative information. And another one, I used to be hit with representing a vulnerable person going, oh, you don't have standing. You don't have standing. Okay, we'll go to the top of the hour break. Why don't you back the two major offers then? Okay.